Hello and welcome to a PrivCap podcast. I'm David Snow, a partner at PrivCap Media. And today we're joined by Chris Flowers, CEO and chairman of J.C. Flowers & Company, a major private equity firm that invests in financial services companies across the world. Chris, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much, David, and thank you to PrivCap for having me.
Is your firm largely placing bets on businesses that are more in the kind of traditional categories of financial services, or do you have an allocation for slightly more, risky future-facing or tech-enabled businesses?
We do. We have a bunch of those. One which we invested in recently is a company called LMAX Group, based in the UK. LMAX Group is a institutional-only foreign exchange platform, but it also does crypto to dollar, crypto to fiat currency exchange, also for institutional customers only. So here we have what we think is an interesting way to participate in the future growth of the crypto industry, sort of like supplying picks and shovels to the miners kind of thing, being a supplier to the industry.
When it comes to cryptocurrency, or rather crypto more generally, do you think that there are applications of the blockchain, applications of cryptocurrency that are going to work well, and there are other applications where you think the hope might be outpacing the reality?
Yeah, that's a good question, of course, a much discussed question and a big complicated question. I'd like to try to split it into three parts. One is blockchain and that kind of stuff. One is virtual currencies, but that like the US dollar, but virtual, or the renminbi, virtual. And one is literally cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and so on and ETH, et cetera. So yes, there certainly are blockchain applications which make sense to automate things which were less automated in the past. I think some of that's happening already. You really need to do that in arenas where, you know, you don't need human judgment, where you don't have to correct mistakes and stuff. But I think there are applications like that. I think, for example, some margin lending applications can be automated on blockchain, to give you an example. Let's take the other end of the spectrum, cryptocurrencies themselves, like Bitcoin and so on. I really think they are laughable as a sort of means of payment. They are more expensive, volatile, transaction costs are higher. You know, like what is the point? You can buy, use crypto to buy coffee at Starbucks, but I would note that when you do that, your crypto is automatically converted into dollars for Starbucks before they actually give you they don't want crypto. They don't get crypto. They get dollars. That's what they get. There's an app that just sort of converts your crypto into dollars first. And so why are you doing that? Why is somebody out here in New York using crypto to buy? I don't know why, because it's cool. That's why. Other than being cool, it has, so I think it's very, very, it doesn't scale, use a lot of energy. It's just very uncompetitive as a means of payment. You know, the idea that it's an inflation hedge, you know, when is the last time some 25-year-old said, Dad, I'm really worried about inflation. So I considered real estate and I looked at gold and I thought about it and I saw that Bitcoin is the best thing. Well, nobody does that. You know, they say, Bitcoin sounds cool, so I'll buy some. I think it may have an application in geographies and areas where people have access to mobile phones, but they don't trust the system. And also they can't get their hands on like dollars. So let's say maybe in Afghanistan or Russia or something like that, or Venezuela, where maybe crypto, is a good choice. Although dollars would be a good choice if you get your hand on dollars, but let's say you can't, but you got something, because maybe that'll work. But I am quite skeptical about that as a means of payment. Not to mention the fact that the authorities, there is like no way they're going to put up with crypto seriously competing with the US dollar, for example. There's just no way. So anyway, I from a regulatory point of view, then you've got what's different, which is a virtual form of normal currencies like the dollar or the euro or the pound or the renminbi. Here I could see that having some legs. And if people can move their dollars around virtually in a way that is cheaper than they can do it right now, and if that is supported by the authorities, that I think that could have a future.
Do you have any predictions for where the next bubble or trouble might be coming from within financial services?
cryptocurrencies. You know, those could easily go down by 99%.
Chris Flowers from JC Flowers, thanks so much for speaking with us today. And I hope we can have you back on a PrivCap podcast at some point in the future.
David, nice talking to you, and thank you to PrivCap.
Like what you hear on the PrivCap podcast? Visit PrivCap.com for more thought leadership interviews, articles, reports, webinars, and more.